Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, we're delighted to be with Bill Magro, Intel Fellow and Chief Technologist of High Performance Computing at Intel. Welcome, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Allison. Glad to be here.
So, Bill, I think this is the first time you've been on the program, and I would love to start just with a little bit of background in your space in the high-performance computing arena, and what is your current focus in the data center group at Intel?
As you mentioned, I'm the chief technologist for HPC, and what that means is that I focus my energy on high-performance computing strategy, looking at trends in the industry, challenges that our customers are facing, and how we can overcome them, and then also driving requirements back into our roadmaps to try and build the right products to help folks be able to more easily take advantage of Intel products as part of their HPC solutions.
Tell me about where you see high-performance computing being utilized today and how it's changed in terms of the capabilities that are being delivered by high-performance computing solutions.
Yeah, I've been working in the field of high-performance computing first as a user starting in 1988, so I guess going on 30 years. And this is actually right now the fastest rate of change that I've seen. And the changes are coming really in three ways. One is the scope of high-performance computing. Traditionally, it had been simulation and modeling used in engineering and scientific calculations to gain insights or simulate really hard problems where the math is just too complicated to do by hand or get in closed form. But these days, the scope of HPC is expanding to include analytics and artificial intelligence and really any kind of very demanding workload where the product of the workload is an intellectual product, right, an insight, and applying more resources appropriately gives you a more valuable result. So that's really the first big change is the scope of HPC is expanding. The next big change that's underway is scale. High-performance computing has been on this trajectory of growing in capability at about twice the rate of Moore's Law for decades, unwavering. And finally, people are starting to see a slowing, and that's because as we approach exascale, which is 10 to the 18th floating point math operations per second, it's a mind-boggling number, a billion calculations per second being applied to a single problem, we're starting to hit some really significant technology limits. And so there's a whole worldwide push to try and overcome those and reach exascale. And then the third really big change in HPC is the different delivery mechanisms. Traditionally, HPC has been delivered with on-premise systems. Sometimes they were fairly straightforward clustered systems, and sometimes they're very specialized systems with high-performance fabrics and very specialized software. But what's new is that high-performance computing is now also being done in the cloud, and that's another really big change that's underway for the industry.
Now, today's topic is really focused on simulation and modeling within the HPC arena, and this is an area that has been of acute focus for the Intel team. Why is this so important in terms of our overall strategy for HPC?
First of all, it's foundational. As I said, it is the history of high-performance computing, right? And the first place you need to focus is establishing a platform and a solution story for the most common use, and that's simulation and modeling. Once you have that, then you can start thinking about how you extend it to allow people to add analytics into that system, add AI, get their workloads coexisting on the system, and even start building workflows that integrate capabilities from, say, AI and simulation modeling. But our foundation is the simulation and modeling solution. It's also a foundation that focuses on traditional on-premise systems, but over time can be extended to address the delivery through the cloud, as I mentioned before.
Enterprise has been a relative newcomer to the HPC arena compared to some of the national labs and universities we've worked with historically. What does this mean in terms of the delivery of solutions to the enterprise for use in these kinds of workloads and our routes to market for them?
What's really happened over the last couple decades is as the economics of high-performance computing have changed, more and more enterprises have been able to get access to it, and it's become really a critical tool. So you see it pervasively through the consumer product space, financial calculations on Wall Street, mechanical design, aerospace, weather forecasting. It's very, very broad. But where we do see things maybe not stuck but stalled is as you get down to small and medium businesses. And there, one of the challenges is that the cost of high-performance computing software are really high. They eclipse the cost of the hardware. And so for a smaller medium business that hasn't yet been able to prove the value of high-performance computing, the economics of it, it can be very hard to get started. And so something like Intel Select Solutions is designed to lower the costs of creating systems that are compatible with the applications that matter and making it much simpler for people to select systems that they know will work with the applications they need and overcome some of those barriers.
So Intel has made a decision to deliver a verified configuration for simulation and modeling to the industry with Select Solutions. Why did we decide to do that?
Putting a system together is actually somewhat challenging. And if you look in small and medium businesses, as I was saying, who have had a lot less adoption of high-performance computing, they're more likely to have administrators who are familiar with Microsoft Windows. But HPC is really done predominantly on Linux clusters. So there's kind of a skills gap there. And bringing someone in who's an expert could be rather expensive. It could be much more expensive than the machine. So by providing some reference designs and reference architectures, what we're doing is lowering the cost and removing friction for the companies that service these accounts, the industrial accounts and other accounts worldwide, to be able to very cost effectively integrate the right ingredients, ensure compatibility with the software that matters, and deliver it at an affordable cost, along with tools that allow end customer maintain their system without having to build up a full HPC administration expertise from scratch.
Now, what went into developing the stack for simulation and modeling, and what can be expected in terms of the capabilities of the solutions deployed based on this configuration?
Well, a couple of things went into it. The first one was, and this is paramount, is software compatibility. If you're someone who's relatively new to HPC, or even if you're someone who's been using HPC a long time, there's a very good chance that you're using off-the-shelf commercial software. And that means you don't have access to source code. You're not building the software yourself. So getting a Linux cluster that is not laid out in the way that that software expects is going to be a problem. And so the foundation for Intel Select Solutions for simulation and modeling is a platform specification that ensures compatibility with a wide range of applications. With that in place, we build on top of it a selection of ingredients that have been identified based on our understanding of a wide range of applications, whether it be minimum memory requirements, what's an appropriate CPU, what type of networking fabric requirements are needed to be met and assure that the application scale and user expectations are met. So the idea is to bring together the configurability, the software compatibility, and the performance that the workloads expect to have a seamless experience for the customers.
What has the customer response been to the solution? And can you share anything about where you've seen good success in terms of collaboration with industry partners on delivering the solution to market?
Yeah, Intel Select Solutions has been very well received. The customers appreciate the fact that they do not have to write very detailed requirements and specifications about what they want. They know that if they choose a system that carries the Intel Select logo or brand, that it means that it's going to be compatible with the applications they care about. The system vendors appreciate that they're able to build on Intel's foundation of validation and verification of these solutions so that they can focus their energy on their differentiation and deliver affordable solutions to the customers. And finally, the independent software vendors, the third leg in the stool in this ecosystem, appreciate knowing that they can reach a broader customer base and not face a lot of compatibility issues or performance issues that drain their support resources. And instead, they can focus on delivering what they're good at, which is the capabilities of their software.
Now, I know that we just announced the solution and intend to deliver it with partners. Can you tell me when we expect it to arrive in the market?
There are already some system vendors who are building systems that are meeting the requirements and delivering them in the market today. We're expecting the number of system vendors who adopt this to grow over time.
Final question for you, Bill. If folks want to find out more about this solution and engage with your team on what you're doing in the high-performance computing arena, where would you send them for more information?
The easiest thing to do is just get into your web browser and type Intel Select Solutions, and the top match is going to take you to a landing page that talks about the principles across the whole family of Select Solutions. And right there, you can click on the one for simulation and modeling, and it will tell you more about the requirements, more about the capabilities, the benefits. There's even kind of a one-pager brief that you can find there, and you can see how it fits into the broader set of Intel Select Solutions.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Bill, for being on the program today. Congratulations on the delivery of this new exciting solution to the marketplace, and thank you for the continued vision for pushing HPC forward.
Well, thanks a lot, Allison. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.